I'm Dr. Ford Vox with the Medical Minute. If I operated a business that charged whatever I wanted for my product and you had to pay it, that'd be a great business for me and a bum deal for you. In a nutshell, that's the dilemma we face over drug prices. Pharma bro Martin Shkreli is now a felon facing prison, but not because he spiked the price of an anti-parasite drug by 4,000%. Fleecing the medical system, that's legal and profitable. Last week, the FDA approved a genetic treatment for leukemia. It transforms some of your immune cells into tumor fighters. A medical first, sure, but at a whopping cost, $475,000 per treatment. Now, nobody wants to kill the economic motivators that spur pharmaceutical companies to fund innovative work, but we cannot sustain a course where each new jackpot drug threatens the medical system we all depend on. That's why new research out this week in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine is so important. Two oncologists scrutinized pharma company SEC filings during those lean years of R&D before a drug gains FDA approval. Going from discovery to a price tag, a reliable estimate for that journey is 7 years and $648 million. The study's not perfect, but it's a carefully tabulated counterweight to industry claims of billions and billions in risk. Now that we know what a miracle drug really costs, what should we be paying? For WABE, I'm Dr. Ford Vox.